You have to allow them the right to make that. When you allow yourself the right to do it, you allow them to do it. So the first three steps to develop good, healthy, positive attitudes in our life. If you work those steps, then you are ready for the fourth step. You are now on the journey. You are now ready to do a fearless moral inventory of your life. In the fourth step, we learn a sense of self-discipline. We learn to sit down with pencil and paper. We learn to do a history of our life, to look at ourselves, to look at our history. Our history is ours. Our history led us to where we are today. So many of us are scared to go back and look at our childhood and realize our childhood brought us to where we are today. Your history is yours. It's okay. Now, part of that might be negative. You might not like part of that history. But that history is important because that history is your growth. Knowledge of that history leads you to a discovery of who you are today. I have a kind of a standing joke for the fourth step. I call the fourth step the battery step. I call it the battery step because I use an analogy of a battery in a car to describe the fourth step. Notice something about all your batteries in cars. 50% of your battery has a negative charge, and 50% has a positive charge. If your battery is 70-30, your car won't run. It's got to be 50-50. What we learn in the fourth step is that 50% of us is negative and 50% is positive. I have negative assets, not liabilities, and I have positive assets. I have both. They're mine. They belong to me. What it means is, in the fourth step, I can now begin to look at the negative things in my life and realize they are my teachers. Because I'm doing this step without fear. They are my teachers. The negative things that occur in my life become my teachers. From them comes my strength, comes my beauty, and comes my growth. See, I can discover my positive assets and my positive qualities by getting in touch with and by meeting and facing my negative things. So many times we take the negative things in our life and we run and we hide from them. We make believe they're not there. We're always running away. But facing them is so important. You know, fears, guilt, all the negative things in life, they aren't real. They're myths. They're myths. Because once you face them and embrace them, they're gone. But see, we're scared to face and embrace them because of fear. So as a result, all of a sudden, we realize we have the power to do it. God tells us over and over again that God will only give us what we can handle. So whatever's going on in our lives, we also have the power inside of us to handle it, to deal with it. It'll be okay. You gotta believe it. You gotta believe it. So in the fourth step, we inventory who we are. We take some time to find out who we are, to go back into our history. And we realize something, that my history is my history. But my new history, the new moments of my life, I can change. I can now develop a new history. And every day of my life is a new history for me. A new part of my book that I write. A new part of my journey. It's my history. It's okay to have history. It makes you understand. It makes you grow. There comes a time when you make history become history and you develop the new parts of you. That's inventory, knowing, self-knowledge. Once you begin to develop that history, what you then do in the fifth step is you share your history, or you share your inventory with God, with yourself, and with another human being. What you got to do now is you have to learn to come out of yourself. You have to learn to trust. I call the fifth step the step of trust. In the fifth step, you take who you are, and you now reach out, and on your knees, you share it with your God. You pray it. Pray your life. Prayer is a big part of life. It's so special. You share it with yourself. It's such a beautiful thing to sit down and read your own life story and realize how you got to be where you are today, all the things that happened to you in the course of your life, how beautiful it is and how special it is. Even the painful things, you look back on your history, you realize why they happened. So you can grow and discover and be open. Then the step also tells us, because it knows us well enough, to share it with another human being. It tells you to take your life and take who you are, sit down with somebody you trust, and let them know who you are. Give yourself away. And the reason why is we have to learn to start trusting ourselves.